Well, we all know pokies cause massive damage to communities. And most of these pokies we know are in the clubs. So you'd think then that the government would do something about it. Well, not in New South Wales, where today the Premier Gladys Berejiklian signed a deal with the clubs not to increase pokies tax for another 4 years. Reverend Tim Costello from the Alliance for Gambling Reform, what's wrong with this deal?
Oh, look, I'm profoundly shocked by this because New South Wales is the world's greatest gambling captured jurisdiction in the world. And this deal today is just more evidence of this. Basically, they have rolled on with the worst, weakest regulation. So that's what's shocking about it.
Now, it's true to say poker machines account for the largest amount of gambling losses, right?
$14 billion in Australia of our $23 billion losses. And the Australia bill is the greatest gambling losses per head in the world, $1,000 per head. Second comes Singapore, which is $600 per head, so 40% more. We're number one in gambling, and New South Wales is the epicentre of it.
Now, Tim, the Premier would point out that the new deal means maximum bets have been reduced from $7,500 to $5,000, and there'll be extra training for staff. So what do you say to that?
Well, the maximum bet should be $1 spin, not being able to load up $5,000
yeah.
in one go.
Yeah.
So when pokies were introduced in New South Wales and they'll coin operated, you couldn't do much damage. A bit like, playing cards or whatever, because they were mechanical machines. When they pokies moved to digital machines where you could load up until yesterday, $7,500, reduced to $5,000, you can lose tens of thousands of dollars, even your home, in a very short time.
Now, the racing minister here, Mr. Paul O'Toole, defended the deal by saying clubs were places to socialise and a key point of refuge in emergencies. Does that excuse wash with you, mate?
No, this is what is appalling. The machines are built for addiction. Now, we don't want jobs and socialising in the tobacco industry or the asbestos industry. We go, no. The human cost is too great. 400 suicides a year in Victoria from pokies alone. I don't know the figures in New South Wales. You cannot go on saying, but look, they create some jobs and people get to get a cheap cappuccino when it is doing social damage.
And clubs boss Anthony Ball has said the new deal would mean more charities would be supported by the clubs. What do you say to that argument?
Western Australia, which doesn't have pokies outside Burswood Casino, has the highest level of sporting participation, community participation, even giving to charities.
Really?
Yep. And this saying, oh, well, we dribble out a few dollars to charities, therefore it's all good. This is really bad. Again, the tobacco industry exactly did this line, and it's a line we saw through, thankfully. We actually need to say, no, you pay a decent tax, the government will distribute that to both consolidated revenue and to charities. You don't get to say, we have baptised a predatory, dangerous product because you dribbled out personally some dollars to charity.
Is this deal going to do anything to reduce the number of poker machines, mate?
No, nothing. No. This is what's so extraordinary. First, Barry O'Farrell did a deal in 2010, weakest regulation ever, and nothing that actually raised tax. Mike Baird did it. Now Gladys has done it. And the real reason that people have to understand is actually they are so powerful, pubs and clubs and pokies, gambling industry in New South Wales. They run your politics. Your political leaders are actually run by them.
God bless you, Tim. God bless you, and keep well and keep strong. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, mate.